moving forward in the Lost Princess. So the Sheni Lamalchus, he falls asleep a second time for 70 years. And in this sleep, he doesn't wake up, at least not yet. And the Bat Melech herself leaves the palace of the Lotov, and is crying over the Sheni Lamalchus, who failed in his mission, at least seemingly failed in his mission, and was not able to take her out. And she cried a lot of it, much from it, and she had much rachmanus that mankind couldn't take the Shechina out of this world. Now what happens is, Achar kach locha patshela me'al rosha, she took a mitpachat from her head. V'kosva ala b'demo shalon, she wrote in her demot, V'nicha etzlo, she put next to him, V'omda v'yasha merkavta v'nasa misham. And she went in the merkava, and she left from there. So a lot of things are going on here. First of all, how did the Bas Melech get out of the palace of the Lotov? All of a sudden she's out of the palace of the Lotov. How did that happen? All of a sudden she leaves the palace? What happened to the Melech? What is this mitpachas that she's writing with her tears? So obviously, sodos beyond any of our abilities, imaginations, hasagos. We'll try a little bit. I think that at this point, the Ora Tzadik comes into the picture. Up till now, we had man and the Shechina, and the man looking for the Shechina. The Shechina was sent out into this world, the Dira B'Tachtonim, and man had to find the Shechina within the Tachtonim. Man has a tough time finding the Shechina Tachtonim, because the Shechina and the Tachtonim is hidden. Kel Mistater, it's being camouflaged in all sorts of shapes and forms of this world. It's being drowned out by the Rash Gadol of the Chayalos. And even when the Sheni Lamalchus sees that there's something very special about this, and he's makir the Shechina, he's not able to fulfill his mission. He falls twice. He falls to the clutches of Taivas, and then he falls to the clutches of Mochin, where his Das is set off in the wrong place, and he's Medame. He is disillusioned with the world, and he's not seeing the world. He's seeing a Maayan as wine, and he's smelling water as wine, and everything seems to be off. And we need help here. And this is where the Ora Tzadik comes in. This is where the Patshela, that she writes in the Patshela, Mitpachas, Me'al Rosha, from above her head, she writes with her Dema'ot, this is the Tzadik writing, writing the Sheni L'Malchus, okay, I'm getting involved now. How are we going to connect you to the Shechina? To bring the Tanya in, the Tanya talks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Din, and he saw that the world can't handle the Din. The world can't handle Hashem's din, and therefore Hashem brings rachmanus. Hashem didn't bring chesed into the world to offset the din. He brought rachmanus. Rachmanus is, as he says right there, in the towards the beginning of Tanya, I think it's around Hey, that he talks about that the rachmanus is the tzaddikim and the Torah itself. And both of these guide us to miyached the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the tzaddik and without the Torah, we wouldn't know how to miyached them. So now we see that after trying to bring the Shechina up, he's not able to. And now the Ora Tzadik comes into the picture. And I believe, on a certain level, when Rabbi Nachman told Tzipor Maisios, I think he was talking about much of his life, also everything in Tzipor Maisios, also Eitz HaChaim, also Ma'amad Har Sinai, also Yitzias Mitzrayim, also Chet HaEgel, also. But also, in Tzipor Maisios, you see the whole life of Rabbi Nachman. Rav Gerzi talks about that from the Arizal, that everybody's life is just a mashal. I mean, it's hard to believe that. We think we're living in real time here. But in the end, it's really, we're just a mashal, and there's a nimshal in Shemayim, and we're living out that mashal. We're living out our story. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman looked to himself as just living at his story. He looked at his children as the different spheros and his talmidim as different kanei menorah. He wasn't seeing the world exactly the way a normal person sees the world. That these are my children, these are my talmidim, and you know, this is my food, and this is this. Everything was looked at as the mashal of the world. So too, Rabbi Nachman looks himself at as a mashal. And his mashal akadmoni is the Sipur Maisios. So he's saying, now the tzaddik has to come in. Now man has to search the tzaddik. Man has to search the tzaddik. He can't be a lonely man of faith. He can't be there. He can't remain that way. He has to hold on to the Or Tzaddik and say, I don't know anything. But you the Tzaddik, you know something. I don't have emunah. But you, the Tzaddik, you have emunah. And I'm mevatel myself to you. I don't understand this. I can't take this pain. But Tzaddik, you took this pain. And that's the pachel. The mitpachat is in Torah Samech Gimel. Rabbi Nachman talks about that the Tzaddik gives a mitpachat to the Shechina. And he uses the word mitpachat. Shashchina mekabelis min haTzaddik. The Shechina is mekabel min haTzaddik. Levush de Kedusha, Bechinas mitpachat. That the Shechina gets a mitpachat, it gets clothing from the Tzaddik. That we're able to come closer to the Shechina in a better way that we can. And this is the Pachela. The Pachela is the Or Tzaddik. And she writes in the Dema'ot Shalah. This is the words of the Tzaddik, the Eitzes of the Tzaddik. Okay, now I'm getting involved here. I see you can't do this by yourself. You fall into Taivas, you fall in Wrong Mochen, you fall in Das. I'm here to help you. I'm going to write in Demos that Tzaddik has such great care for the person. From now, Rabbi Nachman saw, from his day till the end, to the coming of Mashiach, what do the children of Am Yisrael need to hear? What do they need to know? What do they need to sing? What do they need to live with? And he writes it in Demos with his tears. With Rabbi Nachman's tears, he writes it down. Ve'nicha etzla, and she puts it next to him. The mitpachas, the Or Tzaddik, the Eitzus Tzaddik. Va'amda, and the Shechina stands up from the Nefila. Because the Shechina says, now there's hope because the Tzaddik is involved. The Yashav Merkavta, she gets back on Merkavta. V'nasa Misham, she leaves the Lotov, the minute that the Shechina sees that the Tzaddik is involved now. She can leave the Lotov. And now she's going to go to a different place, which we'll talk about soon, where she goes to. And he wakes up and he says again, and he tells him all the story, the mashal of his life. And all of a sudden the chayos, they took her away. Meaning, I think the chayolos here are getting scared right now. He sees that there's a decoding of Olam Hazeh, that at first the Chayos were very strong, and the Lotov was very noe, and the Melech was summoning the Bas Melech, the Malka, to him. All of a sudden she wasn't the Bas Melech anymore, she became the queen of the king of Olam Hazeh, and she became stuck in the Mivtzar, and all of a sudden now, the Chayos are swifting her away because he sees that he's decoding the matrix of Olam Hazeh. He's starting to see the smoke screen of Olam Hazeh and seeing what's behind the pargod and seeing what's behind the screen. What's really moving on Olam Hazeh? B'shchus the Or Tzaddik, he's starting to see, and the chayolos get very nervous and they take her away. He sees again, he tzitz, he's able to see that the pachela, the Pachela is next to him. Mishol Ma'ayin Zeh. He says, Ma'ayin Zeh. This is from the world of Ayin right now. This is from the world of Bittul. Because if I want to get the Or of the Tzaddik, I have to have Bittul to the Or Tzaddik. I can't just read, this is fascinating stuff Rabbi Nachman is writing. This is very interesting stuff, that this rabbi is speaking. No. It's Ma'ayin Zeh. It's from the Atik. It's from the Atik Yomen that this Tzaddik is giving me the greatest secrets of creation. The greatest secrets of who I am, of where I have to go. Up till now, I didn't get anything from the Tzaddik. It was me and the Shechina. And you know what? It was just too hard. I couldn't relate to the Shechina in a way. I saw the Shechina. I recognized the Shechina. But I didn't know how to take the Shechina out of the Lotov. The Tzaddik comes, leaves his Pachela, and all of a sudden he feels that now I can take her out. Veheishiv lo, she kasval amadmos, and she wrote it with her dema'ot. That's a Tzaddik gives everything to mankind. Velocha verimos akeneged Hashemus, and then he takes it to see in the Shemesh, v'hitchil l'rosa osios, and then he started seeing the osios from the Shemesh, v'kar mashe kasov sham, and he read what was written there, Kol kablos of tzahakosa, all the kablons, all of the pains and the anocha of the shechina and the tzaak of the shechina, and the idea of bringing the Or HaShemesh is connected to Torah Aleph. Sheor haseichel hu bechinas haShemesh, ki haseichel meir laodem bechol durachav mitzkav leHashem Yisbarach, kemo haShemesh, like the Shemesh. He brings it next to the Shemesh, which is the Seichel Eloki, that he's getting chidushim from the Seichel Eloki, from the Tzaddik. And he's able to see from the Sifrei Tzaddik, this is how the world works. And he could come out of the tsar and the yisurim and the fallings. And he's able to see the osios miuchadim, the special osios that you can't see if you're not looking at the sun, if you're not looking at total das, if you're not looking at total bittul. He's seeing the Or HaSeichel, he's seeing the Divrei HaTzadik within this pachela, within the mitpachas that the tzadik gives to the shechina. And now he's zocha to Or HaShemesh. And now she's no longer in the Miftar. She is no longer, the Shechina is freed because the Tzaddik is involved. Memela. He didn't do anything yet, the Sheni L'Malchus. But because of the Eitzes HaTzaddik, and he's starting to realize that the Eitzes HaTzaddik comes from Ayin Yavor Zri, comes from the world of Ayin. Just that realization, the Chayelos got scared as anything. Once you're dealing with the Tzaddik, that's it. They're going to figure out creation here. Get out. Get out of the Miftar. Get out of the Lotov. And now they move somewhere else. And Bezrat Hashem, next time, we're going to focus on the Har Shel Zov and the Miftar Shel Margolios. Bezrat Hashem, we should reach those places.